Welcome back to the Canada Immigration News Podcast. We have an insightful episode lined up for you today, covering the latest immigration updates across the country. Let's dive right in. Support for relatives of Canadians from Sudan. The Government of Canada has extended immigration measures to help immediate family members of Canadian citizens and permanent residents who left Sudan. These measures, valid until October 27, 2024, were implemented following the violence that broke out on April 15, 2023. With these measures, qualifying relatives from abroad can receive a fee-exempt temporary resident permit or TRP to ease their journey to Canada. Upon arrival, they can apply for fee-exempt open work or study permits and even submit fee-exempt applications for permanent residents under the family class. These measures provide much-needed support to Canadians with loved ones affected by the ongoing crisis in Sudan. Displaced Ukrainians seek permanent residency. Ukrainians in Canada, who fled the war, are urgently seeking a streamlined pathway to permanent residency. The current programs do not cater to their unique situation as refugees. In March 2022, Canada implemented the Canada-Ukraine Authorization for Emergency Travel Program, or CUAET, temporarily allowing Ukrainians to reside in Canada. However, the program ended in March, leaving many Ukrainians without a way to stay. Economic immigration programs require fluency in English, being under 30, having a Canadian master's degree, and at least 1 year of work experience in their field. This makes it difficult for many Ukrainians, who are refugees and not young, highly skilled workers. While Canada introduced a permanent residency program for Ukrainians with immediate family in Canada in October, only 7% of Ukrainian newcomers qualify. Ukrainians in Canada are calling on the federal government to provide an easier route to permanent residency, considering their unique circumstances. Public consultations for immigration levels plan. Immigration, Refugees, and Citizenship Canada, or IRCC, has launched public consultations for the Immigration Levels Plan. Immigration Minister Mark Miller will unveil the new multi-year Immigration Levels Plan for 2025 to 2027 this November, outlining the targeted number of new permanent residents to be admitted to Canada annually. For the first time, Canada is expanding the Immigration Levels Plan to include an annual target for new temporary residents, separate from the permanent residents. IRCC invites Canadian citizens, stakeholders, and immigration experts to participate in these public consultations, which will remain open until June 30, 2024. These consultations provide an opportunity for Canadians to share their perspectives and shape the future of immigration in the country. That's all for this episode of the Canada Immigration News Podcast. Stay tuned for more updates and insightful discussions in our next release. Until then, stay informed and engaged with the latest immigration news.